Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Chris Sabo. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pat Listach. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Derek May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Turner Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham bunts towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to third. Raines moves to second. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sabo hits a line drive into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bones fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Listach hits a line drive beyond first. Thomas can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hamilton strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Listach moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Derek May batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. May takes first base on ball 4. Listach moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jaha hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Turner Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Listach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Listach bunts towards the mound. Fernandez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fernandez. Valentin goes all the way around to score. Listach moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball towards right. Devereaux settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Devereaux. Listach moves to third. Hamilton moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Listach scores. Hamilton moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Brewers. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. Two outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jaha is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jaha hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a line drive to right field. Devereaux throws towards Guillen. Guillen fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Guillen. Ward moves to third. Valentin moves to second. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Listach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. Valentin scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Brewers. Atlee Hamaker now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Bones covering, for the out. Ventura moves to third. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcoviche hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Carcoviche reaches second base with a double. Ventura scores. It's 8-2, Brewers. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Ruffcorn now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Angel Miranda now pitching. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sabo strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ventura hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jaha hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Ward steals second. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Listach is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Listach hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 9-2, Brewers. Daryl Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Listach moves to third. It's 10-2, Brewers. Isidro Marquez now pitching. Fernando Vina pinch runs for Pat Listach. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fernando Vina now playing second base. Kevin Seitzer now playing first base. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-2, Brewers. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields the ball and throws to Marquez covering. Safe. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. David Hulse now playing left field. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sabo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Fortuno now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vina hits a line drive into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Kiefer now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Warren Nuzon pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Ventura moves to second. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nuzon takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive off the glove of Seitzer, and into shallow right field. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Ventura scores. Nuzon moves to third. It's 12-3, Brewers. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Barry Lyons now catching. Norberto Martin now playing shortstop. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 4 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radinsky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Mieske now playing right field. Turner Ward now playing left field. Mike Matheny now catching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sabo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.